This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
CNC Drive Factory with Chris and Cam. We need to welcome to the studio, probably here at Joy for the very first time, Karen Bryant. She is the new CEO of Midsummer. Hello, Karen.
Hello.
I'll get it right in a minute. There we go. Ooh,
that was lucky because your finger almost slipped down onto the boom.
I know. Almost. Is this the first time at Joy?
It is my first time at Joy.
Excellent.
I've only been in Melbourne about a week.
So you are the new CEO of Midsummer, appointed a few weeks ago, I think, was when the announcement came out.
Yeah, about a month ago, maybe a little bit more.
And you're a Rattleadian.
I am.
Born and bred from Adelaide?
Yeah, I freelanced for a few years and travelled all around Australia doing work. But, born and bred in Adelaide, and that's where I've been working probably for about the last 15 years.
Okay, all right. Now, tell us a little bit about your background. I see, in the in the obligatory release around your appointment, you most recently were the CEO for the Adelaide Festival of Arts, and you've also done the Adelaide Festival programming for the Adelaide Festival Centre. So you're pretty big in the festival scene.
Look, I've done a lot of different things in the arts. What the obligatory CV doesn't say is I started out as a fire breather.
So you've done performing as well.
Yeah. I was a singer and a fire breather.
Wow.
So will this be included in Midsummer next year?
I don't know about next year. I haven't done fire breathing for a while, but I always keep a photo on the wall just to remind people I can do it.
Okay.
And I'm not someone to get on the wrong side of.
I think there's a call out here for some practice to be taken on. If anyone's got some spare petrol, pop it around for us as well.
You're a singer as well.
Yes, I was a singer.
What style?
I used to do a lot of styles, mostly sort of acoustic, contemporary, and did some songwriting, worked in a duo, did the obligatory covers to, pay the bills when I was working as a singer.
Yep.
But then moved into theatre, theatre directing, producing, worked a lot in youth theatre. Moved into venue management and venue programming, which I loved because it gave me the chance to really experiment with everything from the commercial side right down to local emerging artists, which was my passion. And then the opportunity came to take over the Adelaide Festival as a CEO there, and I was there for 4 years. We had an amazing time. The last festival was just incredibly successful. It was one of the most successful festivals that they'd had for, well over 15 years.
So you left on a high.
It was absolutely. I kind of figured I ran away because I figured I couldn't, necessarily beat that one. So headed to Melbourne. My partner's from Melbourne and had been trying to get me over here for a while, and I was looking for a new challenge, and Midsummer was pretty exciting.
Mm, okay. So I guess that sets the scene a little bit, that you've got a very, very well-established background in the arts and the arts festival scene.
That's right.
And I know that Midsummer's been dabbling in arts at different levels over the last few years. I would take it that your appointment is very much a commitment to continuing and probably growing that.
Yeah, look, obviously, certainly not moving away from all the things that the festival's been incredibly successful with and much loved for, but, further developing that that breadth of cultural and arts programming, the way that we can support and develop young queer artists. So I certainly have a commitment to that and have over a number of jobs. So that's something that I've brought here. How we can really build that credibility as an arts festival. I'd like, Midsummer to be unquestionably seen all over the country as the queer arts festival that everyone has to be at.
From that perspective, there's a little bit of competition. Fortunately, it's not timing-wise. They're spread out across the year, which is great.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. It'd be nice if one day in Australia we get this whole, circuit of festivals around Australia, particularly if we want to bring out international performers.
Absolutely. And I've done quite a lot of sharing and working with other festivals. So, whilst, you go out there really trying to find your point of difference and being able to stand there as a national leader on those points of differences. And the Adelaide Festival did that. I also have worked a lot when I was working from venues with other venues, with festivals with other festivals to really find those ways to, A, attract people travelling from all around Australia as visitors, but also those artists. And, you know, you can often do pretty big things when you can collaborate with other artists and other festivals. Yeah. And because my experience has been with a whole range of different partners, I can partner with, you know, a whole range of different festivals and venues as well at different times of the year. So, you know, I think that there's a lot of opportunities that that I can bring, and I'm really looking forward to playing here and seeing what we can do.
Excellent. Have you even found somewhere to live yet?
As part of the commitment to prove to my partner that we would move eventually, we bought a place a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Which we've been renting out. So that did make it a little bit easier.
Righto. All right. So you're easily camped in Melbourne right from the start.
Well, if you'd looked around at all the boxes in my house, you might not think it was quite that easy yet.
You're still looking very temporary, are you?
I'm going to ask you the logical questions to ask here. What do you see as the most exciting thing for the next round of Midsummer coming up for 2017? And what do you think is your biggest challenge?
I guess the most biggest personal challenge for me is developing the local networks, you know, getting out there, getting to know people. I've got lots of national networks. I've obviously got great networks in Adelaide, but it's really getting down and getting to know, you know, every different layer of the scene here in Melbourne. And, you know, I've got some really good colleagues that I already know in Melbourne that can help me with that. And, you know, I roll up the sleeves and get out there and see as much as I can. So I don't see that. I see that as an exciting challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've got our Premier program registrations are open at the moment, but as soon as we get the Midwinter Ball over, which is, you know, I sort of got landed just before that, it's a big event, which is looking really exciting. But once we get that part, you know, out the way, we'll be really pushing for those registrations and sifting through those and talking to people, which will be really exciting. That will be when I can tell you what the most exciting.
I was going to say, are you going to be actively trying to encourage sort of new angles and new acts
Absolutely.
And new people
yeah.
to do that as well? Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. Now, talking of the Midwinter Ball, which is in 2 weeks' time,
29th of July.
It's at a much bigger venue.
It is.
This year. It's at the Crown Palladium. Is that right?
At the Crown Palladium,
which is an amazing space. The fact that we're now able to sell tickets into our community that can fill a space like that is an achievement in itself. I understand, like, we've always sold out in the past, which has always been a great indicator that we'll fill this one again. How close are we? How do people need to get onto this?
They do. We do still have tickets available.
Okay.
And as you've pointed out, the last few years have been sellouts with waiting lists.
Mm.
And that was part of what drove the decision to go to a bigger venue, but also to really make it one of those nights of nights. We want people to, you know, to come away from this, you know, really knowing that was the best event of the year outside of the festival itself. And, you know, because of that, we do have tickets available, but they are going quickly. And, you know, we've got a couple of weeks. We hope that people will really get on board and buy those last tickets, because what we don't want is people seeing pictures in, you know, social pictures, seeing people talking about it and pictures on Facebook and going, oh, I should have been there.
Yeah.
So, you know, we really want people to get out there and get those remaining tickets, because it's going to be amazing.
You've got Gretel Colleen hosting.
Yeah.
She's one of my favourites, all-time favourites. I loved her on Big Brother. I loved her when she came down and did a couple of stints in Rocky Horror as the narrator. She's just brilliant. So
she's going to ensure, I think, right from the moment that, you know, she steps on stage, that it's going to be an incredibly fun night.
And but you've got some other people.
We've got Natalie Conway from The Voice fame, Samantha Jade, Deborah Kaiser, who's done some amazing stuff with Chambermaid Opera, but also just the design that's been done from it with some local artists, some really large props to really give sort of that fairy tale feel at the venue, but also some beautiful, just exquisite centrepieces on every table. So, you know, there's the work that the team have done, you know, and I can't take credit for it because it's all been done before I got here. But the detail and the, you know, just the ideas that have gone into really trying to make this an incredible night, it's just been extraordinary.
Well, what it's proved is that we actually were dying for a night where we could just go and dress up and be really fancy and have a great time, weren't we?
Absolutely.
And you're going to take it to the next level. So
we hope so.
With this one this year, bigger and better. What else do we need to talk about with Midsummer, or is it all about registrations opening? Are they open now?
For the premium program, they are, right. And also for the early bird for the stalls for Carnival.
Yep.
But really, at the moment, it's all about the midwinter ball until we get this month over and have that incredible party, and you know, and then we'll be really getting out there and saying, okay, and I'll you know be out there talking it up and getting people to make sure we get you know an incredible breadth of registrations, because you know I want to see this festival grow bigger and better. It's already got the most exciting reputation. But it's the 30th birthday,
yes.
And you know we really want to be you know lifting it around that and saying let's celebrate. Melbourne's got something pretty special in midsummer, and let's really celebrate it.
Fantastic! It's great to have you on board. Thank you once again for being with us today. We are speaking with Karen Bryant, who is the brand new CEO of Midsummer Festival. Karen, welcome to Melbourne.
Thank you.
Your partner's right. It's going to be amazing. I'm sure you're going to be amazing for the festival as well. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
That's Karen Bryant. She is the brand new CEO of Midsummer. If you haven't got your tickets to Midwinter Ball yet, get them. Tickets are selling fast and it's going to be massive. And it's a fantastic excuse to dress up and be really fancy and see great entertainment.
And let's be honest, it is going to be the most fabulous night that Crown has seen in some time, people.
Absolutely, absolutely. Karen, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks again.
This is Joy 94.9.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.